All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We sometimes wonder. 5 o'clock, 97.1. Tigers win the game. 5-4 opening day down in Detroit. And opening day is a big ceremony for a lot of Detroit fans.
It's a holiday.
It is. They get down there early. You see the local news stations all down there, tailgating going on. You take off school, you take off work. I mean, especially on a day like today, it's a Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weekend started last night. Let's just be real.
Mm-hmm.
Stoney, you brought up an interesting thing before the show as we were watching the game. I guess for Detroiters, which game is bigger? Is it the opening day and all the hoopla that goes with it, or is it the Thanksgiving Day game, always going to be played at Ford Field, national television, spotlight is on Detroit? I mean, it's like, let's face it, before the Lions got big,
right?
This was your primetime game.
Exactly.
That you were guaranteed every year.
Look, growing up in Philly, my whole thing with the Detroit Lions was, well, I know I get to see them on Thanksgiving.
Right.
That was about it because they were mediocre back then. Since moving here, I really get to appreciate the Thanksgiving game, and I've obviously got to appreciate opening day. But if I had to pick one, and you mentioned one of the reasons why, I would pick the Thanksgiving Day game because it's a showcase for the nation. Good or, in a lot of cases, it's been bad. And it was even bad this year because the Packers came in and kicked their butt early. But it's a time for us, you know, we get the pregame hype and all that stuff. You know, I think it's good. It's such a family day. Thanksgiving, it's great. And I know a lot of people don't like it. I don't want to, you know, ruin my Thanksgiving with a football game. No, it's great. Today, opening day, the positive for that is, which I ran into people who were doing this. I never did this, who would go down there all day and not even go to the game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, neighbor, I got a neighbor of mine. He basically got a hotel room.
Right.
And he and his wife are staying downtown and just hanging out. And they're not going to the game.
And it also is, you know, they always say spring training is, but it's kind of supposed to be like the first day of spring, basically, you know, because the baseball season's about to start, and unfortunately, we never get good. What was the last time it was like 68 degrees and sunny?
I was down there. It was the year the bus threw out the first pitch.
Oh, okay.
That it was really nice that day. It was like, wow, in the 60s. Like, why can't every game be this good? But yeah, 248-539-9797.
Now, what about for you? You grew up here, okay?
I grew up here. I've gone to both. I've gone to Thanksgiving Day games. I've gone to opening day. I'm going to say Thanksgiving Day for different reasons. One, I don't like being outside in the cold. And most of your games
right.
for opening day, you got to bundle up. And after the tailgating and hanging out, now you got to go sit in the stands. Mm-hmm. And if the sun is not out, it gets very cold.
Correct.
at Tiger Stadium or Comerica Park.
Right.
Because I've been to opening day at both. The other thing is, it is that national spotlight game. It's the day that America gets a sneak peek of what Detroit is all about. Opening day in baseball is a Detroit thing, but the Thanksgiving Day, it's a national thing.
Correct, because there are a few cities, St. Louis, Cincinnati, you know, where opening day is a huge deal besides the actual stadium. Not too many, like the Yankees sold out their home opener day, but, you know, in downtown New York, people weren't talking about opening day. It's just the way it is. A lot of the cities are the same thing. Growing up in Philly, opening day was just, it's the first game of the season. It's cool. Yeah. But it wasn't like people didn't take off work unless you had tickets. It wasn't a huge deal.
So those driving back, 248-539-9797, opening day or Thanksgiving Day, which game is more important? Which game is bigger? If you could only choose one, which would it be? David, what you got?
It's definitely Thanksgiving Day. That game is amazing. You get the parade. You can enjoy that, and then you go right a few blocks over, and you enjoy that game. I'm just maybe a little jaded when it comes to opening day, working here and doing some of the things I've had to do.
Right.
I'm over it. I've been over it for a long time. It's a wonderful day. It is.
When was the last time you went as a fan, so to speak?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, man, probably since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time.
Because opening day kind of has the feel of baseball St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Oh, yes, exactly.
It's what it feels
yes.
like.
Oh, yes.
If you know. If you're working in bars and things like that, yeah. It's not the greatest thing in the world.
If you know, so you know. Yeah, it's baseball St. Patrick's Day to me. But I understand it's sold out. People go down there, they take off work, they get very excited about it. Thanksgiving Day, as David said, you get the parade, you can make a whole thing about it, you go over to the game, and you still get back home in time for dinner. Now, you just hope that the Lions win and dinner is a little better.
Right.
Like, for me, I can say, because a lot of people always say, well, weren't you a Lions fan? You grew up here. You know what spoiled it for me? It was the Thanksgiving Day game. It was the overtime game against Chicago Bears.
David Williams. Yeah, I get it. I remember watching that game.
And Stoney, young Rico lost his innocence that day.
Wow.
That was the first day the sports became real, and I'm like, but that's not fair.
Not that innocence, right?
No, it's no. No, it's I was very young. I think I was 10 or 11, Stoney.
Yeah. White meat or dark meat? That's it.
Two four eight five three nine 9797. Yeah, what I'm trying to say,
I know.
As a kid, you're like, well, they get the Lions get the ball, right?
Yeah.
No, game's over.
Game's over.
What do you mean it's over?
It's over. For a touchdown.
They lost. I was so angry. I think that may have been the maddest I've ever been as a sports fan.
See, the greatest thing about Thanksgiving, when I was a kid, our big high school games were always on Thanksgiving, so which is completely different than it is here because the playoffs, we didn't really have state playoffs. So I'd go to a high school game and then get home and watch the second half of the Lions game. But the key to Thanksgiving then and now is make sure you're home for the second game so you can eat and root against the Cowboys.
True.
Because that's a tradition like none other for me is just rooting against Dallas.
Oh, yeah, you're from Philly. Yeah, yep, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. You and Mike together, stand together on that.
Yes.
248-539-9797. Kenny, what about you, man? What you got? Opening day or Thanksgiving Day?
I probably would normally say opening day because it's more of a party. It's a good vibe to be out in the tailgates and all that stuff. Everybody's downtown. But I, as a fan, have not actually been able to go because I work here. We're not able to go enjoy the festivities right. The way we would be otherwise.
What about clean shaven street team, Kenny?
Yeah, that was a work day. That was a very long and painful work day for anybody who knows that scene. But Thanksgiving is national. It's everybody gets to see it. Everybody gets to enjoy it. And it makes us look bad on a national scale quite often.
Yes.
But it is our national little thing that the Lions have. So I guess I have to say Thanksgiving.
But yeah, if we didn't have Thanksgiving Day, how would you know that Jim Schwartz didn't know the rules when he threw down the red flag?
That's right. Against the Houston Texans.
As the referee is trying to say, hey, don't throw the flag and we can review this. No! Flag is down. Okay. You sure about that, Jim? All right. I'll have to do what I got to do. And yeah, you're going to lose this game. 248-539-9797. Opening day was today. Tigers win 5-4. You're driving back or you watch the game or you listen to it right here on 97.1. What's a bigger game? Is it opening day? Is that the treat it like a holiday, or is it Thanksgiving Day for the Lions? Even when the Lions were bad, they were guaranteed one primetime game, and it was Thanksgiving Day. You knew at 12:30, whether it was on Fox 2 or on Channel 62, Detroit was going to be playing, whether it was an NFC or AFC team, you were going to see the Lions play. The nation was going to see the Lions play. So I ask you the question, which game is bigger of the two? Opening day, Lions Thanksgiving Day game. 248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls. We'll get your ticket text next. 97.1. Oh, and by the way, who said it? Coming up later this hour.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.